Pooley, tell us more about this talented brother.
We're having lunch with a famous face. He's a television presenter, singer, songwriter, and qualified accountant. So there's a town you went to last weekend. He's from there.
Last weekend? Oh, the weekend before. Potch.
Yes. Yeah, born and raised in Potchefstroom. His journey in the entertainment industry started in music, which he describes as his biggest passion by far. That passion was fueled in 98 when he became a member of the Northwest Children's Choir. I didn't know this about him.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, and his love for singing manifested itself into a well-known South African a cappella boy band called Flippercoin. I don't think it's still in existence.
I don't know how well known it was, but okay.
I knew it back then.
Were you a fan as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. He was part of it. How could I not be? He was the group's lead vocalist, one of, and okay. He was also a beatboxer. Okay. Yes, he made his television debut on SABC3's magazine show De Gut in 2009. He speaks fluent Afrikaans, English, and Setswana. He also did 50-50, remember?
Was he on 50-50?
50-50.
Like out in the bundus, 50-50.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
From there, he was headhunted to host SABC3's breakfast show, The Expresso Show. That was from 2010. So he's celebrating a whole decade on that show. Who are we talking about? That's when he won one of his many awards. Yeah, he won awards for best for presenter of the year at the SAFTAs in 2014 and 2015, as well as the 2016 New Spectacular Awards. And then 2016, he was the host of the SAFTAs as well. And then he's done so much. Listen, let's just get him on the line and speak to him about everything.
On the line, we have Katlego Mabue.
Katlego Mabue, Kat, you live on Metro.
My two favorite people to listen to in the afternoon, Dimela and guys, how are you doing?
Thomas and Pearl. So good. We're so happy to have you on the line all the way from the Mother City.
I'm honored as I sit next to Maiden's Cove, Rocky Beach, looking out at the ocean.
Corona.
We are good. We are good here.
Are you not supposed to be at home, or do things work differently down there?
Well, it's actually quite weird because as you called me, I was busy filming some video clips because I was meant to be hosting the IAB Bookmark Awards this coming weekend. But of course, as a result of the prohibition and the different rules that have come into effect as a result of coronavirus, we're doing it a little bit differently. And so I was recording some videos that they're going to be loading up onto their Instagram story to have the awards still take place just on an online platform. So that's why I'm actually at the beach dressed in like full gear, sweating like nobody's business.
Katlego, you're the only freelancer I know that's still making money. Wow, look at you. Corona, wena.
What are you talking about? Everybody's gigs are cancelled.
Except for you. You make a plan. Katlego, I was, and Paul said early on, I was in Potch for the first time. Yo, papa.
Do you have your baby there?
Yeah, did you hear him? Actually,
This
is the weird thing. Here's the weird thing. I went outside of the car so that he wouldn't make a noise, right? And then my phone accidentally touched the screen, which connected the speaker to the inside of the car. So for a couple of seconds, you were actually inside the car right now.
How's the baby? He's not a baby anymore.
He's good. I mean, he's 21 months old right now. And he's a beautiful bundle of joy. He's so energetic. I never understood what it meant and what it would be like to have to run around a 21 month old, because when he's not sleeping, He's always up. He doesn't just sit down randomly and do nothing. He's a very, very active child, which makes me very happy because I would love for him to continue, you know, doing that, being as healthy and as active as he possibly can be.
Well, he gets the energy from his dad, that's for sure.
For sure.
I hope so.
Katlego, yeah, I was saying early on, I was in Poch when the Proteas were playing against Australia. First time I've been out in Poch, ne? Chomyam, I've never been to a stadium where I've seen so many slip-slops and shorts. Oh my goodness.
Look, it's the vibe. We're a student town, so the atmosphere is very relaxed. Plus, when it's really hot in the Northwest Province, it gets boiling hot. So, I mean, people like to relax and go and check out the cricket at Sinvest Park in flip-flops and shorts. I mean, that's how we roll.
And I loved just how humble the town is, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town. It's a very beautiful town of beautiful people. I think they call it the city of expertise or something like that, given its connection to the Northwest University and how much extraordinary research and development has come out of that part of the world. So I'm honored to have grown up in a beautiful town as that has contributed to my upbringing in many wonderful ways.
And Ugogo, again, Ugogo, the part that she played in your role, because you're always talking about her.
Yeah, I mean, she's late now, but, you know, while she was still alive, she played an incredible role in bringing discipline into my life where I possibly could have taken on other routes. But, yeah, she was strong with the right hand. Eh? She didn't let it lay down when it came to discipline. And for that, I'll always love her, man.
And you being a father now to this
21-year-old.
Oh, Lord.
You want him to say like a year and 9 months. Sorry.
Who says 21 months?
We start counting
parents,
in months. When we get to 24 months, then we'll start going 2 years and people start talking about the terrible twos. But right now, we're still counting in months.
What have you taken from grandma, though, in just parenting skills that you are enforcing in how you're going to be a father one day, or you are to your son?
I think discipline is probably the number one thing. And yes, you know, he's a very young child at the moment, but I still do try my best to make sure that he understands where the line is drawn. You know what I mean? So, for instance, when feeding him during any kind of mealtime, I allow him the freedom to be a child and to express himself and to play around. But when it is time to eat, we've got a song that we sing. And I say to him, "Kinako ya hoja, dijotabasimane baba," and he says, "Holo," which means it's time to eat big boy food. And then, you know, he knows that, you know, this is kind of switchover mode from play mode into eating mode. And when we're done, we can get out of the chair again and we can run around as wildly as we like. So I think just in instilling discipline, you know, from a very young age, as they say in Afrikaans, is what I'm trying to bring to my son, and hopefully something that'll stick with him, that we don't end up experiencing the terrible twos. I think one of my biggest dreads is going into a mall or a shop and then having your child like on the floor because they want that thing, but you can't buy it for them because it's not good, or, you know, for whatever reason as a parent, and then they just end up having like a kind of, oh my word, I wouldn't be able to deal, I don't think.
Sure. And they say that, you know, who you choose to have a baby with is like, it's a bigger decision than who you marry, because that decision you can't reverse. You can't divorce from a baby. Like,
and Monique is an incredible mother. She's been absolutely fantastic from day one, and she's at home with him every day, instilling the most beautiful values in him. And, you know, they've got a very special relationship, one which I at times find myself a little bit jealous of, because, you know, I'm always on the road and trying to make ends meet for the family, and then I come back and then, you know, he's more like mama's boy before he becomes papa's child again. But then you understand it's a very special bond that a mother and a child have. And like I said, I'll forever be grateful for everything that she just is. She's an incredible person.
Yeah. And yeah, you are always on the road. We always see you on TV on the road, but you're always a passenger on the road.
I was hoping we would let that slide, but pearls has dragged us there now.
Listen, I enjoy it so much.
That's been an adventure. I've received, despite what people may think because of what they've seen on social media, so many positive comments have come, you know, my way from people that have just really enjoyed what that represents.
Yeah.
Which is a real connection with real people who have real stories to tell. And, you know, the laughs that we share in there are real, believe it or not. You know, what I get given in terms of, I get given a basic brief on who this person is, and then it's up to me and them to kind of form a rapport and to find a moment of connection, whether it be through music or through a joke that they tell or something silly that they do. And sometimes it's like the outtakes that end up making it onto the actual ad. And, you know, it's those fun moments that really have made it worth it over the past couple of years. And I love working with the team.
No, it's really lovable. It's so genuine.
Thank you. Thank you very much for saying that.
Katleko, please explain to me the journey from 2009 doing the Gut magazine show, ne?
Yo.
And then 50-50 Chomyam. And then like a year later, headhunted by Basitsane herself saying, I need this young boy to be on Espresso. How did that go?
So I was part of the a cappella band that you guys mentioned earlier on Flip a Coin, and we were doing our thing while in varsity and touring around the country and, you know, doing, and I think I must put a caveat in there when I say well-known a cappella boy band, I need to say in the Afrikaans industry, because that's where we predominantly perform.
Listen, I knew them. I knew them, and I'm not in the Afrikaans industry.
Exactly.
It was my job to know what's happening where, with who, you know. So,
during one of our performances, I got kind of pulled to the side of the stage by a gentleman called Jorne van Eysteen, and he was working for De Gut magazine as one of their editorial writers, and he knew of the plans they had to bring about a lifestyle TV show. And seeing how I interacted with the audience from the stage, he's like, listen, you'd probably work on this show. It's bilingual. You're fluent in Afrikaans, you're fluent in English, so go try it out. So I took a taxi from Potch, went to Joburg on some random Monday, and walked into an audition, and, you know, to my benefit, I'd kind of over-prepared for that interview because they had given us two interview scenarios, and I kind of misread the email, and I ended up preparing both interviews instead of just one and kind of focusing on a strong point, so I had both prepared. So when they asked me, which one do you want to do? I was like, can I do both? And I think that kind of knocked their socks off in the sense that here's a young man who has seen this opportunity as worthwhile enough for him to invest energy and time in his preparation. So, wow, he must be really eager for this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't do too badly in that either. And so 6 months after getting that job on De Gut TV, which was an SABC 3 show, I then was called up by one of the producers I'd worked with on a De Gut story to come and audition to do 50-50 and South Workers, to be more precise, which was the in-studio segment where people send in all of their images, and we tell them from, you know, a biological point of view, from a conservation point of view, the origins of these plants or these animals. So it was really, really fascinating content, and really, I think, drove my desire to be or to have a bit more of an investigative journalist side of me, where, you know, you ask in-depth questions. I remember one of the questions or the stories I did regarding Joburg water and the deteriorating infrastructure along one of the very kind of up-end Joburg suburbs. I had to speak to a dude who was in charge at Joburg Water and ask him some really burning questions. And afterwards, walking out of there, sweating, like, here's this little boy who looks like he's 10, and he's asking me these questions. But anyway, I mean, I think having done well in terms of, you know, the producers appreciating what I was doing on The Gut and on 50-50 in South Workers, yeah, I get this call from Patience Stevens called Solar Pillar Productions, and they're like, hey, listen, we're starting this breakfast show thing. We've been asked by SABC3 to give you a shot at auditioning, so can you fly up to Cape Town? So 15th of September 2010, on a Wednesday morning, I flew down to Cape Town, and I had this incredible lunch interview with both Bradley van der Berg and Patience Stevens. I did a bit of an ad hoc and impromptu interview where they just crack the camera. They're like, listen, so this is what the scene is. Describe to the people what you're seeing. Remember, it's live TV, so you've got about 30 seconds to make up your mind. Cool, you good? 3, 2, 1, go.
Wow.
And I happened to do pretty well at that, and that's where my Espresso journey started almost 10 years ago.
And then Cape Town has been your home since.
It's been my home ever since. It's a beautiful place. You know,
yeah.
I fell in love with this place when I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
Coming here as part of the Northwest Children's Choir, and we were standing on Bloberg Strand and looking across at a picturesque view of Table Mountain, and we're having some lunch. And I looked at this mountain, and something in my heart said, I need to be here one day or live here one day. I think there was a bit of a, probably possibly a solistic connection.
Mamela's going through everything that you've done, awards-wise, ne? Okay, sharp Joe. I'm Strictly Come Dancing. You were hosting.
Oh, he was amazing. I was one of the contestants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Together,
yeah.
On
yeah.
Season.
20. Yeah, was it 2015? Oh, was no, it wasn't. Yeah, 2015.
That was my first season. I think it was. That
was
my first
season.
Because I've done two Strictly Come Dancing. That was my first one.
Oh, and you were so amazing.
Thank you very much. That was also just another incredible adventure to be part of. You know, Rapid Blue and what they do at that production company, and they still are doing. It's just an incredible job in all the format TV shows that they brought about. So,
I'm trying to shine on your shine here. So, Strictly Come Dancing, Tropica Island of Treasure,
He was topless most of the time.
But Pearly, Saftaz,
hey,
Pearly.
Hey,
who's
hey,
been the best hey. Host, Pearly? Who's been who's the been best the host of the Saftaz?
So, Kat, Thomas and I
are you
hosted.
Asking me who's been the best host of the Saftaz?
Yes. Thomas and I hosted the Saftaz last year, so
we set the bar. Ow. We set the bar real high.
No, listen. I watched you guys, man, and I thought you were out of this world.
She was.
I loved what you guys. No, both of you. both of you were incredible. And man, wow. No, so much respect. But in terms of my time on the Saftaz stage,
you were
I
with
enjoyed
Tando,
one.
Hey?
Yeah, I've done one with Tando and one with Mini. But yeah, but
done...
the one that I
carry on. Sorry,
the one that I did with Tando was memorable because so the previous night we'd gone through our script and rehearsed and kind of gotten our beats together. You know, felt the energy and the vibe between us. And before we went live, we decided, you know what, we're not going to have any tablets or notes with us. We're just going to go on that stage. And of course, you know that you've got the prompter there, but we want to interact with the audience. And we're going to rock this live like we do on live TV. And we're like, cool. And 30 seconds before we went live in that Super Bowl arena at Sun City, we're like 30 meters from the stage. We're going to take this epic walk up. We guys have your notes because we have nothing for you
and
right
you
now.
And you didn't have your notes.
And we're like, what? No. We said one little prayer, but we trusted each other so much and we knew that we'd taken the time to prepare when the time to prepare was there.
Yeah.
And we walked up on that stage and we killed it.
Yes, you did.
And I'll never ever forget that moment. That was just a proof first that there is a God. Like,
yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And just to show that whatever that you throw yourself into, if you put in all that you can, when the moment comes, you'll truly, I think you'll shine. My grandmother used to say, which kind of, infers that kind of knowledge that there's a time for learning and there's a time for doing. And while the time for learning is there, do learn.
Katlego, you are such an overachiever. You. Can you swim?
Tom, I've been wanting one of these kind of skills.
Okay, you see, something. Can you play golf?
Of course. Thomas, how many times have I said to you, come, let's hit the range. Let's hit some of the beautiful courses here in Cape Town. You know I've been asking you.
It's
one of my favorite ways to
play. But you can't swim. There's something you can't do. You're an overachiever.
I said I'm working on this skill and I'm further on than what I used to be. But of course, we all have our weaknesses, man.
He's such an overachiever. He's done everything and he does it so well too.
He does.
I know, shame. We bow down to him. Oh, the battle's about to go down though.
In your news this afternoon, authorities say the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in South Africa has jumped by around 23% in 2 days to 150. And government has announced anti-coronavirus interventions, including installing a 1.8-meter-high fence at the Beitbridge border between South Africa and Zimbabwe. You'll get details on these stories at 3.
We know you want to have a chat with him. The number, the lines are open, 089-110-3377. Let's get to the battle, and we'll start with his song next. So you know who we're hanging out with on lunch with Thomas and Paul on this Thursday afternoon. Is he still on the line though?
On the line we have Katlego Mabue.
Yes, Kat.
I'm still here, Tom. I'm still here. I lost you guys for a second, but I'm back with you.
Please tell me why you chose this song to battle with.
So listen, I heard that my opponent has never lost.
I just don't lose often.
Oh, okay. So that was misinformation that
just
I was
once.
Given probably to try and intimidate me, but I was not intimidated. And I went with this particular song, two of my favorite artists. And just, when that rap goes down, hey, loving you is like a song I replay every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day born.
I'm scared.
Okay, so you came through with this song for the battle. Having lunch with a famous face. Ah, he's brave, shame. Taking on Pearl. Masibone is still in Cape Town, you never know. If visa is a corner now.
On the line, we still have Katlego Mabue.
Tom, didn't that just hit the spot, Pearl? Did you feel it? Was it good for you too?
It was so good.
Come on now.
Very good selection, Kat.
Right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, but unfair advantage now. I can't sing, Kat.
Pearl, tell us about your amazing song.
So my amazing song. So my family and I connect with music. We connect through music, right? And because of the self-isolation process, I haven't seen them in a long time. I'm not going to see them in a long time. So I guess this is my dedication to them to say, here's Luther Vandross, here and now.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my word.
So I know they're listening. This is from me to them to say I'm thinking about them right now. Honey.
Oh, Pearly.
I promise to love faithfully. Fully all I need.
Yes!
I vow to be one with thee. You and me. I need.
We get to the calls.
Oh,
089-110-3377.
Please.
Hey. Katleko.
Hey.
Did you enjoy it?
Took it back. You made it feel like a Sunday. Which is it's a good thing. Sunday's a good day for families.
Sunday's a good day for family. You're right.
A metro Sunday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is Paul's song. Let's see who you're voting for between Katleho or Paul. Who do you like better? 089-110-3377. That's the number that we always use.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, man.
It's not who do you like better. Which song?
Oh, eh? Sorry. So English. You're all I.
I'm just saying, guys.
Uh-huh.
You need to understand.
Yeah.
How do you say to someone that loving you is like a song I replay every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of
every
day?
I felt that line, Shem.
On the line, we have Monica in Pretoria.
Hello, Monica.
Hi, Pearl. How are you guys?
Wonderful, Monica. How are you?
Good.
Which song is your favorite?
Katleho.
Wow,
Monica, man.
Wow.
Monica, come in with it.
Hi, I'm Bulisa Gamlandi.
Excuse Thomas.
It's okay, Monica.
Thank
it's okay.
You
love you, Monica. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's take another one. Let's go to the next Hula Pela. People are waiting to vote for my song. Don't keep them waiting too long.
Nancy Precious, tetong ayong e. Gabi.
On the line, we have Sbusiso and Rosebank.
Sbusiso, which one is your song?
Peli Peli.
Hey, hey.
Darangamba now.
Luther Vandross.
Yes.
Oh, siyabonga puto.
Ah, Busiso, come on,
Sbusiso.
Come on.
Ah, wena.
Come on, come on.
Funny Valentine, wena. Yeah. And let's just make it a draw, Chomi. You know, nice, be nice.
Okay, because of this period
Town,
that we're going
you know?
Through.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, I'll take the draw. Because otherwise, I think I was going to be on the wrong side of this matchup.
Katleho.
Yeah.
In saying goodbye, Joe, like I've spent time with you, ne? And I love the fact that when you are... Joe, and I love the fact that you just want people around you.
Yeah.
You are so... You've got time for people. You're sincere in what you do.
Yes.
And you've got this drive, man. Oh, way, nah.
Thanks.
I know, I'm impressed, Joe. I
mean, thank you very much. Pearl, thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Love your work. I'm an avid listener. I'm a fan. Being part of this segment now is like the ultimate fanboy moment for me. You guys inspire me. Thank you.
Oh, man. We're inspired by you. And we're going to catch you on Tropical Island of Treasure. Which days and what time?
Yes, on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. on SABC 3. And the repeat is on Saturdays at 8 p.m.
And you're also on Expresso every single day.
Absolutely. You can catch me from 6 till 9, Mondays to Fridays on your Feel Good
Breakfast Show.
Katlego,
yeah, that's the one.
You've won many awards. You've been nominated for many awards. We've also been nominated for awards. Nepali. Bye-bye, Katlego. Bye-bye,
Nepali. Don't take his moment away. Listen, be kept up to date with what he's up to. Follow him online at Katlego Mabue on Instagram and Twitter, yeah?
Katlego, must listen to us. Award win. You're nominated. Sorry.